Hey guys, what is up? Hope you guys are having a great day. Today we're going to be talking about the Industrial Revolution. A lot of you might have heard of this. It was a very big change in the European nations and all around the world, pretty much. It started in the late 1800s to the early 1900s. The place it started in was England, and a lot of it was just the mass production of different objects, anything really. A lot of the industries in the bigger places that were made on waterfronts, like rivers. Rivers pretty much. So a lot of people started moving inwards towards different rivers to get jobs. And due to a lot of the population going into one area trying to find work and stuff like that, the population grew immensely. Due to there being a lot more work, there was a lot more people getting money and spending it on things like art, theater, and this was really good for the economy. But at the same time, as people started to get more money, the actual pound, I guess you will, yeah, that's the English currency, but a pound went down slowly. So families needed to get more income. So a lot of the mothers and the kids would go out to work. Due to factories at that time not having as many regulations as we do now, the conditions of the warehouses and the buildings were awful. Children and the women usually had to work some of the, not worst jobs, because the men were usually one who did a lot of the harder lifting, but women did a lot of textile stuff with clothing, cloth. Kids did a lot of whatever they were told to do. But it was really bad at the time, because a lot of the kids would work 12-hour shifts, where most adults now would only work an 8-hour shift. These kids were really overworked, and truthfully, it was kind of disgusting. Disgusting! If you guys don't know where that is from, I recommend you look up... Actually, I'm not going to say that. Miss Nolan, I know you're going to be watching this. I do not recommend looking that up. Don't know where I was going. But, it's too late for this. Since the Industrial Revolution, a lot of the making and production of stuff got a lot faster. And they also started to invent more tools for agriculture. And so what a farmer could have done it was a lot of technology built and a lot of different plans made, like rotating your crops, where most farmers would just do one crop and think that's all they can do. Like the Irish and potatoes, that's all they could do, and they messed that up. Where am I going? I don't know why I say up, but I say a lot, so whip. Where should I go with this? Let's say, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I don't even know where I forgot this. Blanked mind, blank, blank, blank. Due to a lot of the... Okay, here we go, guys. Back at it. Sorry. Just need to regain my thoughts. A lot of the farmers, due to being able to do more land, a lot of farmers were put out of business due to the bigger farms selling their crop for cheap. So a lot of the farmers started going into the industries. At the time, there's a lot of... Due to a lot of production of goods, the merchants and the people who had boats were very much in charge of a lot of the economy. Because if they didn't want to sell a certain item, they didn't have to. And they didn't want to overstock England didn't want to overmake something for not to be sold. So the merchants and the sailors had a lot to say. They were almost like the kings and queens of the economy at that time, because you needed them to go sell your product. Because England at that point England has always been an island, except for in the dinosaur era. That's not what we're talking about today, is it? Okay, we're going to get back into it. There are, you're going to love this part. Okay, so due to England growing, at this time there was as all you should know, Americano had left. America had left England at this time. But here's the fascinating part. They weren't growing as fast as England was. And they were scared that England was going to slowly take over as their industry grew and try and come back for America. But America ain't going to have that. So they got a lot of people to go back and steal their secrets and their factories and their different technologies that England had invented. England number one. But there was a lot of stuff that was going wrong, I guess you could say, in England due to a lot of that. Slowly as England started to grow, other countries started to grow with them. A lot, mainly starting in the United, in Europe, and then going on to America, China, and then the world. So what I'm trying to say here is England number one. No, the reason England started the Industrial Revolution was they had a lot of resources. For such a small island, they had a lot of coal, which coal was used for steam-powered engines and different things like that, steam-related. And steam at that time, a lot of people were trying to make inventions around steam. Some of the popular ones, I guess you could say, would be like a steam engine. A lot of the, what's it called? Sewing table things. Sorry, I should probably know the name, but sewing table things were steam powered at that time because they didn't have any electricity to work with. I think it was still candlelit. Let's just say that. Actually, at the same time, this is when the Peaky Blinders were around. It wasn't the Peaky Blinders, but this was really big time. A lot of people fending for money. This is hard. Due to a lot of these bills, I'm back again, guys. This is changing around. Like, the topics are kind of wonky, I'm not going to lie. I know. But we're just going to get back into it. We're going to start with it. We're going to go back to the textile industries. Due to a lot of the textile industries growing, they needed a lot more cotton to be produced. That's why a lot of the cotton industry grew at that time, which is good in the sense that the economy was growing and inventions were growing. People were getting more clothing. The population was growing. The bad part was obviously slavery. That's not good. And due to the need of more cotton, a lot more places were starting to go to slavery. And the main one was, well, the United States. Sorry, guys. Just give me a sec. At this time, a lot of the slavery was bad. And also, the children were used as almost slaves, I guess you could say. They didn't get paid as well as anybody else, and their working hours that were twice an adult would work in today's day. This is why we've put in a lot of child labor laws. It's important, really. Well, I'm going to end it there, guys. I'm not sure if I'm going to make another one of these. I might. It just depends on what happens. But hope you guys are having a great one. And I'll talk to you later. Maybe.